favorite music all summer long, Madonna, who refused an invitation to date Michael Jackson. By all accounts, she said, no chance. Because no proper ladies go to graveyards with Michael Jackson.
Rent a brand new 1984 Nissan from Windsor Rent-A-Car. Windsor Rent-A-Car for new cars and keenest rates, especially for long-term hire. Remember, for 1984 Nissans and keenest rates, Windsor Rent-A-Car, Royalto and Bachelor's Walk. Telephone 780-800.
Fancy a free holiday in the sun for two, value £600? Looking for a superb home for just £30,950? Now you can have both by being one of the first 12 to place a deposit on a four-bedroom home in Crowthorne Forest Park, Selbridge, before June the 1st. Contact Joyce O'Toole Auctioneering now on 271-511. That's 271-511.
AutoBay.
On the spot, windscreen replacement for vans, cars and trucks. Dolphins Barn, 756641.
AutoBay.
Tumark and Valens 3 keep your hair in perfect summer shape. Have a body wave, highlights or color with your new Peter Mark summer haircut and get a free can of fabulous Valens 3 styling mousse worth £2.95. Put a summertime look in your hair today with Peter Mark and free Valens 3.
The one name for curtain fabric? Duffy, Duffy, Duffy. North Earl Street and Arlac Centre.
For a 24-hour repair service, call DAD.
606666.
Anytime. It's Jemison Jewelers time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
This is the Nova News at 1.
It's 1 o'clock on Monday, the 28th of May. The news with Bernie Jameson and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. Management of the Roundtree Macintosh Sweet Factory in Dublin are to stop production there permanently from today. They said it's because of their dissatisfaction with the number of work days lost through strikes. However, Charlie Douglas, acting district secretary of the AT and GWU, said this morning that his union does not accept the company's notice of closure. They said they're accepting the position that the labor court has invited both sides to discuss the situation. Mr. Douglas said this meeting will take place on Thursday morning. He also said it was unreasonable to ask workers to sign a pledge against unofficial action. He said there was no other industry in the country where workers were asked to sign such a pledge. One man died and another was injured in a fire at Pier Street in Dublin early this morning. It happened at about 1:30 when the living accommodation over O'Neill's public house caught fire. The other man was taken to hospital with burns to his arms and shoulders. Extradition procedures have been started against the Mays prison escaper Robert Russell, arrested by Gardaí in Dublin at the weekend. Russell is expected to appear in court shortly on a warrant from the RUC charging him with escaping from lawful custody. If he's extradited, the RUC say other charges may be put to him. Russell was serving 20 years for trying to murder a policeman.
The DUP leader, Ian Paisley, has turned down invitations from the Taoiseach to attend two of the functions honoring President Reagan this weekend. Reverend Paisley says it was the height of hypocrisy for Dr. Fitzgerald to pretend there was normal relations on this island in this way. He said that unionists will not be bought free dinners and free wine, even if the guest of honor is the President of the United States. In the north, security forces are due to mount an operation later today to deal with the bomb the IRA say they left in a derelict house at Clardy near Strabane. The IRA say they tried to blow up the house because they claim it was being used as an observation post, but the bomb didn't go off. A 37-year-old man is recovering in hospital after being struck by a petrol bomb last night as he worked in the backyard of his home at Eskdale Gardens in Ardoyne in Belfast. The bomb was thrown over the back wall and his clothes caught fire, but he managed to put out the flames before help arrived. Police say there was no apparent motive for the attack. The prisons minister in the north, Nicholas Scott, has been replying to the campaign of criticism about strip searching of women at Armagh Jail. He has rejected claims that the searches are intended to degrade and humiliate prisoners. The use of strip searches has been attacked by prisoners' rights groups, Sinn Féin, and members of the Catholic clergy. The foreign minister, Mr. Barry, has also been critical of the practice. The Northern Office say the number of searches has been scaled down recently. Mr. Scott has said that, unpleasant as these searches may be, they are a necessary part of prison security.
Abroad now in Lebanon, the authorities are taking seriously a warning about a threatened mass kidnapping of American citizens. Extra guards have been posted at the American University in Beirut after reports that a Shiite fundamentalist group planned to seize Americans from the university and elsewhere. About 50 Americans and other Westerners work at the university. Security arrangements at the U.S. Embassy, which is guarded by 100 U.S. Marines, have not been stepped up. Israel has said it won't publish the findings of a special inquiry into the circumstances in which two Arab hijackers were killed in southern Israel. According to a UPI report, a defense ministry source in Israel said that only the recommendations would be made public. The inquiry was established a month ago after an Israeli photographer said he saw two of the hijackers being led away alive and that he took a picture of at least one being escorted unharmed.
In Spain, the Basque separatist organization ETA has been blamed for a car bomb explosion last night, which killed a captain in the civil guard and seriously injured his wife. The attack came at the end of Spain's annual Armed Forces Day. Metal workers on strike in West Germany are to stage a big demonstration in Bonn today as part of their campaign for a 35-hour week. The strike, now entering its third week, has led to more than 200,000 workers being made idle in the car and engineering industries. Volkswagen has said that if it doesn't end by tomorrow, six assembly plants will be closed and 90,000 workers sent on paid leave. In Poland, a militant Catholic priest has urged his congregation in Warsaw to support a Solidarity Union boycott of local government elections. Father Jerzy Popolescu told more than 5,000 people to back the call for a ban from the outlaw trade union on June 17th, the date of the elections, and support demands for the release of political prisoners. He said, "We are guilty of our own enslavement when we consent to evil and vote for mechanisms for its functioning. If we do not oppose their creation, we hope to legalize them."
A policeman died in Punjab and three bodies were found in Bombay. In Maharashtra, as sectarian violence continued in parts of India, the combined death toll in the two states is said to be more than 476. One policeman died of injuries sustained in an earlier attack. Another was killed outright when he was attacked by a mob. At least 16 people were injured in the Punjab. 12 were hurt when a bomb was lobbed into a cinema in Patiala. Two policemen were wounded near a temple, and a policeman and a priest were shot and wounded in Amritsar. In Uruguay, more than 50,000 people took part in a protest in Montevideo against the country's military rulers. The organizers said it was the biggest public protest ever held in Uruguay. In the Egyptian elections, the ruling National Democratic Party appears to be heading for a major victory, but smaller than expected. Opposition candidates have claimed that the election was manipulated by the government.
The Soviet Foreign Minister, Mr. Gromyko, has again made it clear that Moscow regards the welfare of the dissident scientist, Mr. Andrei Sakharov, and his wife as a purely internal matter. The couple are on hunger strike, and there is international concern for their health. Mr. Gromyko's comments were made in reply to an appeal by European community leaders who'd asked the Russians to let the Sakharovs leave the Soviet Union. In Oklahoma, at least 10 people have died in floods in the city of Tulsa. More than 2,000 families were moved out of their homes. A state of emergency has been declared in the city. The flooding followed storms in which 12 inches of rain fell in 5 hours. The British Army has confirmed that 8 soldiers serving in West Germany are to be charged with drug offences. The men are serving with the 14th 20th King's Hussars, an armoured regiment at Hoenn near Hanover. The charges follow inquiries over several months by military police. The exact charges will not be known for some days, according to an army spokesman.
Tributes to the comedian Eric Morecambe, who died at the age of 58 early this morning from a heart attack, have been coming from people who worked with him. Ernie Wise described Eric as a natural comedian and a comic genius. "I was very, very proud to be his partner," he said. Comedian Stan Stennett, who was appearing in Eric's last show, said the death would be a great loss. Eamon Andrews said Eric's death would leave a gap in the field of comedy. Des O'Connor described Eric as a gift to the earth, sure to make us laugh. In Britain, a meeting yesterday between union and management failed to settle the dispute, which has stopped sailings on several Townsend Torrensen routes. The crews walked off in sympathy when three stewards were suspended by the company on a disciplinary issue.
Between 80 and 100 miners have occupied the National Coal Board Scottish headquarters in Edinburgh. It's understood that most of them gained entry early this morning, and office workers have been refused permission to go into the building. The miners are protesting about holiday pay, which they say was earned last year, but is being withheld by the board. Police are reported to be standing by outside the premises. The management of the Observer is expected to meet today to discuss the dispute which prevented publication of the paper yesterday. 50 machine minders who belong to the National Graphical Association are asking for an immediate pay rise, which they feel is needed to maintain differentials. The paper's owner, Mr. Tiny Rowland, has rejected their claim and has threatened to close the paper unless they return to normal working.
And so at the beginning of another working week, at least in this country, to today's financial report. At lunchtime today, the Irish pound against sterling was at 81.28, and against the dollar, 1.1242. On the foreign currency exchange, your punt is worth today 3.0680 Deutschmarks and 9.43 French francs. Oil and mining share prices today, as of lunchtime, Atlantic Resources, 86 pence, Aran Energy, 68 pence, Mueller Resources, 31 pence, and Eglinton Oil and Gas, £2.75. It is a bank holiday in Britain, so there's nothing doing on the Financial Times Index, and nothing doing in the London market for gold and silver. However, the Wall Street Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday night was up 3.67 at 1107.10.
And the weather forecast for the greater Dublin area. Continuing dry and sunny, the city high today is 18 degrees Celsius. Winds are light and variable, force 1 to 3 on Dublin Bay, increasing to force 4 later. High tide in Dublin is at 11:23 p.m. and sunset is at 9:39 p.m. In the north and the northwest of England and Wales, it's not so good. Mostly cloudy but dry, with some sunny spells later in the afternoon. The high is 13 degrees Celsius. Winds are northerly, light to moderate, force 2 to 4.
That's the Independent Radio News from Dublin. The time is 10 minutes past 1 from Bernie and myself.
Good afternoon. 1 o'clock at lunchtime.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of the names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a day. Every night I sit here by my window, staring at lonely avenue, watching lovers. Like a walk in the park.
like to kiss in the dark, like a sailboat ride. What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now, thinking about the things we used to do. Memories are all I have to cling to. Just how much I loved you.
Love you.
Well, I'm thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things.
Like a walk in the park.
Things.
Like a kiss in the dark.
Things.
Like a sailboat ride.
Things.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow. Things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. It's just me thinking of the things we used to do.
Thinking of things.
Like a walk in the park.
Things.
Like a kiss in the dark.
Things.
Like a sailboat ride.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow. Things that we don't do now.
Almost a quarter past one. Radio Nova at lunchtime with all your favorite music. And there we are, cranking up the jukebox for the over 18. 62 for Bobby Darin. And Things Like a Walk in the Park, and King of the Road for Roger Miller in 1965. And some indoor activity with the Art Company and Susanna on the Sofa in a moment.
How to get into showbiz by an expert.
Well, darling, it's perfectly simple. First, you get someone else to buy you lots of packets of those wonderful little chocolatey things. Then you get the butler to open them in the kitchen, put them into a silver dish, and serve them to your friends with a beatific smile.
Get into showbiz, the delicious new chocolate-covered treat.
Why not slip into something cool and make your way down to the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn? We're open 7 days a week with sessions every afternoon and evening. On Saturdays and Sundays, we're open in the morning too. So on these long, hot summer days, think of the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn, the coolest place in town.
The Pretenders in concert. SFX Center, Sunday 17th and Monday 18th of June. Tickets for the Pretenders now available at Golden Disc.
Hell yeah, can't stop.
Where are you running to?
Heavy day, I'll tell you. She's a real beaut.
What's she like?
Well, she's tall, smooth, and pretty classy.
Where'd she come from?
Belgium, as a matter of fact.
Belgium?
We met her in a bar over there, and now she's been exported over here.
Oh, hold on, you can't export a girl.
Don't be stupid. I'm talking about a Belgian lager called Stella, you idiot. Stella Artois, the smooth, strong Belgian lager, available almost everywhere.
John Clark, Radio Nova. Sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. Waited so long for this moment. It's hard to think it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one's home. Susanna, I'm crazy loving you.
102.7 and 738 with all your favorite music all summer long. That's Dan Fogelberg and Times Like These for Caroline Mahon, working in Lino's and all the staff in Lino's as well. A good afternoon to you. That's greetings from Paul for Roaches at PO Box 1433 in Dublin 2. Some Elvis Presley records on the way, so let's organize the old envelope by opening it with my Winkle Picker shoes.
Oh, my!
Here's the Pointer Sisters with Automatic.
Look what you done to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
Laura Branigan losing her SC, self-control. That's the chart record in American. Now, good afternoon to Olive McGovern of Ballsbridge. She never let us know her address. But anyway, we're playing your two favorite Elvis records, two from the, one from the late 60s and one from the early 70s. So obviously a big fan of Presley in his later days. So we've got Kentucky Rain and Always on My Mind for you, Olive. And if we knew where you lived, we'd send you an album from our good friends at Golden Bill. So if you write to us again, let us know your address. We'll send out a compilation album as far as we get. What? Kentucky Rain is on the way.
It adds up and it divides. It subtracts and multiplies. It will give you a square root. It can calculate your loot.
It not only will do that.
It works out percentage back.
Details where you see the calculator sign.
If you're all fingers and all thumbs wet, you try your hand at some.
Why not improve your situation?
Your family Maxell station.
Free Maxell pocket calculator.
Caramba! These three more refreshers are so fruity and fizzy. My sombrero, it is dancing up and down. Hey, you know what I think? I think my hat is tipping itself to three more for making these great refreshers.
Three more refreshers. Fizzy enough to make a Mexican hat dance.
Speaking as a particularly nasty bend, I must say I've nothing but admiration for the MX. It's an even better tire from Michelin. And I must add, Michelin have never made a tire that corners as safely and surely as the MX. I can be a pretty slippery customer, especially in the wet. I've seen the most careful drivers come unstuck. But the MX sticks to my curves like a wet T-shirt.
Drive safely. Drive carefully. Drive MX. Even better tires from Michelin.
Oh, my goodness. Wait till I tell you, Michael. I found this fantastic nightclub. Sam's Late Night Bar at the Casablanca in Harcourt Street. I met my director, Mervin, there. He's got all the best parts, but he keeps looking for them in the most ridiculous places.
Sam's Late Night Disco Bar under Casablanca in Harcourt Street. Full bar license until 2 a.m. And tonight, it's rugby night.
For all you butch guys.
Autoplay.
On the spot, windscreen replacement for vans, cars, and trucks. Dolphins Barn, 756641.
Autoplay.
The best music.
John Clark.
On Radio Nova.
Ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you would run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking
with the rain in my shoes.
Rain in my shoes.
With Always On My Mind. And if you have two Neil Diamond favorites, we're doing Neil Diamond for the month of June. We've got the Presley records between now and the end of the week to play for various people who wrote in. So if you have two Neil Diamond favorites, write them into us. P.O. Box 1433, Dublin 2. That's Radio Nova, P.O. Box 1433, Dublin 2. That's your two favorite Neil Diamond records. And we start that next week for the month of June.
Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
You put the boom boom. Boy, you
go, go, believe me.